line, two lengths clear from Morris going to a clear second. The field is well strung out. Master of Wine rips away, mopped the floor with them there in the City Tats Club Cup. Morris second, Master of
On Mar- Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. That was Master of Wine again, winning the Tats Cup. Most impressive winner of the day, I thought, at Randwick yesterday. Team Hawks had three winners, two at Randwick and one at Moonee Valley with Ammon Geary. And John Hawks has been good enough to join us this morning. John, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Jimmy.
Hey, John.
Congratulations, mate. And firstly, Master of Wine, John, he looks a really really promising horse. He's still in the Melbourne Cup, but is it going to come around a little bit too soon for him this year?
Yeah, no, he's still in it. We left him in it, but no, he's not ready for something like that at this stage of his career. He's only a young horse, been lightly raced. We've looked after him, and we'll just let the dust settle for a few days. Whether he'll might run in the Queen Elizabeth or go to the paddock, we'll just see. Yep. We'll see, but he won't run. You know, we're not worried about the Melbourne Cup. Just come around too quick, Rick.
No, yeah, and that's one of the things, John. And I think it's pretty much typical of your yard. We see it a lot, but that ability to be patient. And I guess you have to get buy-in from everyone, especially the owners, for that.
Yeah, no, well, that's part of it. You know, we're Team Hawks, but the whole, our owners and everyone are a great team. And, you know, they give us the opportunity to train the horses, and we try and do the right thing for the horse, which in turn does the right thing for the owners. So, you know, as I said, if the owners are patient, you know, you'll generally get a result most times out of 10, but a lot of people, unfortunately, are a little bit, you know, always want to, you know, go one too far. And and some things can always go wrong between now and next year. But you got to plan, and you just got to, you know, and that's what it's all about, is planning. And sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Master of Wine looks a star in the making. John, I don't know if Grey Worm is as naturally gifted as Master of Wine, but you'd love to have a stable full of Grey Worms. He just tries his heart out.
Yeah, no, his record says enough, but he's just been a slow maturing horse. But the key with those sort of horses is gelding them when they're younger or early. Problem today is everybody wants colts, 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 and they finish up with slow colts instead of a good racehorse. So, and the owners were, you know, gelded him really early, you know, and that's where it's all about, where your owner's doing the right thing by the horse.
Grey Worm, we spoke to Brent Navdala.
Yeah, very nice horse, Grey Worm.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the thoughts on that one, John?
No, he's going to the paddock. He's done a great job this prep. So, boys and I have decided, even if he won yesterday, that it's time to give him a break, and he should come back a little bit better horse in the autumn. And you know, he'll be a low grade group horse somewhere there. And as I said, he's gone from restricted to open company this prep, so not many horses can do that. But no, he's earned a spell, and he'll come back a little bit better again.
And John, the last at the Valley yesterday, Ammon Geary, who's part owned by your wife Jenny and also Michael's wife Claire. Well, that would have made the boys very popular in the home front. A terrific win, a very gutsy win by the mare.
Yeah, it was. He hasn't had a lot of luck, and things panned out pretty good yesterday, albeit the saddle slip, which didn't exactly help. But you know, she's been on, she's been knocking on the door. And, yeah, look, it was a good result for everybody. It's, you know, as I said, it's a family horse. And as I said, to win a group race with any filly is really good. But, yeah, to do it with all the family, you know, it's just pretty darn good.
Mm. Golden Eagle coming up next week. I think everyone's excited about that. How's Brutal tracking for the race?
Yeah, no, he's really good. He's come through his, you know, last run really good. And no, he's heading there this week, so we're really looking forward to that. He's a lovely horse, and as I said, he should have won last week too. So he should have two for two. But anyway, next week's a different ball game. And as I said, it's going to be a little bit tougher race, but 1,500 on his home track and the set weight suits him, so he's certainly going to be in it for a long way.
$3.80 favourite at Tab, Arcadia Queen at $4.20, Classic Legend at $5.
Yeah, big race at Barry Draw, so important, isn't it, John, for the Golden Eagle? Hey, John, before we let you go, can I get your thoughts on the Cox Plate and particularly the winner, Liz Grassier? I hope I get it wrong every time, John. The Japanese mare. I just thought she was outstanding yesterday. Your thoughts on her win?
Oh, yeah, she was brilliant. You know, I mean, You know, I mean, the Japanese, you know, they've got some, you know, really high-class horse, but she just got such an electric turn of foot, you know, as I said. And, mate, to win like she did, only, you know, real A-graders, you know, can do that. And I'm sure she, you know, she'll win again, you know, whether it be in Australia or back in Japan. But they can't win much better than what she won yesterday. And she's a really high-class mare. And like everything, you got to travel. And for any horse to travel and win like that, that's must be a really good result for the owners and the trainers and everybody concerned.
Yeah. And John, are the Japanese just that much better than our middle distance staying horses?
Well, I think, you know, they're in Europe. They breed for those sort of horses. That's one problem we've got in Australia now, is we don't breed stayers.
Yeah,
and that's part of the, and you can see that in the Melbourne Cup and all the staying races, and they're all coming from Europe and everywhere else. So, you know, Australia desperately needs one or two good staying stallions now that the Beale's gone. So it makes it very hard. But everybody in Australia, they just want to breed for speed. Well, there's a lot of money in staying races, and unfortunately, if they don't, the Europeans and the Japanese are going to continue to just take our money and. Take it back overseas.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's well put. Yeah. Good on you, John. Congratulations on the team's efforts yesterday. The wins were outstanding, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, John.
There he is, John Hawkes, Hall of Fame trainer, and good to have him on the program. What, he would have been sitting at home just watching the
race? I think he was in Melbourne yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, with Amon Geary and that. So, okay. Had a terrific day,
Yeah, right. There you go.